All right, it's showtime. Showtime up in this joint. Hey, welcome back to Old Let's Talk About It. Trying to make some adjustments. Didn't bring my mixer, but we're going to make this joint rock out. Welcome back to Old Let's Talk About It. Before we keep going, make sure you hit that subscribe button. You know, for your smell good, smellofvictory.com and all that good stuff. But we ain't going to even keep with the preliminaries. I got my first cousin in the house, Supreme Mason. I spoke about him on a couple other podcast that I did about the religion and things of that nature. If you watch those and I made reference to my cousin Supreme, this is who I was talking about. And we freestyling it today. But I guarantee it's going to be probably one of the best conversations you ever heard. Right. So we just going to get into it, cuz.
Right, let's go.
And tell them who you are, what you do, and we can start from the beginning or wherever. We can start at so many parts of the story that it could go on for a minute.
Right.
Let's go ahead.
Anyway, look, like my cousin just said, y'all know who I am, Supreme Mason. You know, various few out there know me by other names, Montella Mason or whatever, but that's a long story or somebody else. But nowadays, you know, I'm the juice, baby, Supreme Mason. I'm here with my cousin, Edward Crawley, you know. And, you know, we're going to get into this thing, talk about, you know, a few topics, reach down on some things that might be on a couple of y'all mind, a couple of questions that y'all might have or whatever, but at the end of the day, shit, we here. It's showtime, motherfucker. Let's get it going.
No doubt. Now, we can go back a little bit. Like I said, we first cousins. He always says, my father right. and your mother are sister and brother.
Brothers, right.
You know, so we ain't always, we've had our ups and downs in a relationship.
Right,
but
right.
he always would make it clear, my father right. and your mother.
Brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters.
And now, we damn near brothers, goddamn. They gone. Damn
they're
right.
both deceased. That's you right. know, so we've kept that bond
right.
and understanding there.
Right.
It's things I can talk to him about or right. things he has understanding about
right.
that I might not have to speak about that nobody else will and vice versa. Like right. I have with my biological brother.
Right, right.
I had that with him
right.
on different topics on, in different
right.
areas. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So,
right. And the same thing with me and your brother.
Yeah,
same thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's that
thing.
Connection. Just be yep. on different wavelength, different yep. subject matter.
Yeah.
But it's still that connection there that nobody yeah. else.
Right, right. And even as kids, for real, like growing up, it was like that. You know, like sometimes a person might see me with you or mm-hmm. might see me with Eric, but mm-hmm. you can always see us together.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
in the process, though, like you say, we always chill. Like on, you know, me and Eric have certain conversations.
Yeah,
man, you
yeah,
we yeah, can yeah. have me and you can have a conversation yeah, yeah, yeah. that I can't have with Eric. You yeah, understand yeah, yeah, what I'm saying? Yeah. And it works vice versa. You know what I'm saying? But in a way, cuz like you say, shit. Regardless of what, man, all the rough shit that we'd have been through, whatever the ups and downs, man, we still come out on. Look, the cream always rises to the top, and the cream is the best part, bro.
No
you know what I mean?
And back to what I made reference to in one of the podcasts, like when we first connected,
mm-hmm.
I was Christian, he
right.
was Muslim,
right.
But right. being so young, we didn't know the stuff that adults have where you make that separation. So
right.
we knew that, and we was, you know, he was sharing about
right.
Allah and the Islam culture.
Right.
We were trying to share the best we could about Christianity.
Right.
And as we grew,
yeah,
you know, you right. you went off into first 5% more
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
And now see, now let me,
Grand Star,
but let me break that down, right? Well, a lot of people don't have.
And hold on, yes, church folks. This episode, I know y'all watch.
Right.
He's smoking weed. This episode, you might yeah. not want to watch, but you might want to watch.
In the Bible, y'all call it the burning bush. Y'all just don't know that, you know. But
some of y'all smoke too.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, like growing up, you know, and we was even having that conversation last night. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I know you were speaking on your brother, and like you were saying, even though you live your life one way, he lived his life a one way. And the reason that y'all get along the way y'all do is because it's that imaginary line there that's not crossed. And that line is just really called respecting what the next person believe. All right. When I was at the age of 9 years old and I got into Al-Islam, the first thing that we learned was that it's not going to be for everybody.
Right.
You follow? You know, and it's not your job to try to push it on nobody and make nobody see your way of life. Mm-hmm. But when they read it, the door is always there and you help them walk through that door, you know. So, like you say, you know, we had
so
times.
It's not, I'm going to let you. So it's not like Christianity where, okay, we could be having this conversation and at
right.
the end I try to convert you.
No.
Or pull you over.
No, you
okay,
can't.
Going,
you can't. You can't do none of that. You see, and I'm going to get right back to what I was saying. But that's the downfall with a lot of people. You got a lot of people right now in religion that call themselves Christians, Jehovah Witness and a lot of other stuff, just because of the simple fact that when they was born, that's what their parents already was. They don't know no different. They was born into that. So as a child, yeah. So as a child, they was already indoctrinated. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep, yep.
They was indoctrinated. So by the time that they became, you know, younger children, you know, by the time you 10, 11 years old and you've been indoctrinated into this way of life all your life, you think that that's what's right, and you think it's only right in your household.
Okay, so saying that, okay, so initially you started off Muslim.
Right.
At what point did, like you said, you get told you that.
Right.
So at what point, even at a younger age, did you start saying, okay, this is cool, but it's more out there. Let me get to this other knowledge.
Right.
At what point did you start pulling away from that and getting more aware?
But see, this is the thing, right?
How did that work?
It's not, it really wasn't a point of pulling away from it.
Like, it's just a natural progression.
Yeah, it's a natural progression. Okay. It's stages. It's just like this chain I wear around my neck. This Masonic chain. Mm-hmm. You feel me? You got different levels of this. You know, you can come in as an entered apprentice, and you might stay there. Or you might move up to being a master mason all the way up to your 33rd degree mason.
But
because you didn't travel in the knowledge and get all the knowledge, that's on you.
But let me jump in. You're part of the reason, or part of the ones that helped me make the decision about whether I would become a Mason or not, because you had so much knowledge. Just and you told me, it was like, cuz, why would you join it? Well, I could tell you everything.
I could tell you that.
I could tell you everything that's about. Why would you remember that?
And the thing about Freemasonry that really turned me off is that, like, you know, one thing about Freemasonry, it's not like Christianity.
Okay, come on.
They ain't gonna push it on you.
Yeah.
You know, they tell you to be one.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
tell you to be one, to ask one.
Yeah.
Then when you ask one, you're gonna get all the goddamn running rants. They still gonna run you all the hell around. You follow what I'm saying? But the thing about it is that, like, if you grow up in a household, if your mama Christian, that's what you're gonna be. Christian, if your dad a Christian, that's what you're gonna be.
Yeah.
If you grow up in a household where your daddy a Freemason, he was taught and he was trained that what he learned was a secret. And the only way you can get it is to go through the same bullshit, getting his ass kicked and all this other bullshit that he went through to get it. And they really believe that. And I say to myself, if I'm the father and this is my child, and I know that I'd have walked through a hell to get a knowledge that's so precious, if I'd have walked through hell to get this precious drink of water, then why in the hell am I going to turn around and make my son walk through that same hell that I had to go through? I'd have went through the hell for you.
Just to know some stuff.
I'm going to bring the water back for you to drink so you can get it.
Okay. Question, you know, about the Masonic stuff, and we're gonna keep progressing through your story.
Right.
At the higher levels, is the Luciferian stuff connected to that?
Now, see, let me break all that shit down here.
Because a lot of people know they get to, like, what, the third degree, and that's pretty much where they stop.
Right,
a lot of people,
correct
me if I'm wrong.
Right, you're right.
But it's so many levels, once you get to a certain point, it doesn't even talk about the Bible The Bible isn't the basis for it, right?
Yeah, you see, the Bible is the basis. All right, now look, before I get deep into that, let me go back to this real quick, right?
Okay.
About me being a Muslim, right? And those being different levels in Islam. It's the same thing, right? You got your book of life and you got your knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
When you receive your lessons, which we call the 120 lessons, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
or you call them, if you're a 5%er, you'll call them the 120 lessons, your book of life. But in the Nation of Islam, those are what's called your supreme wisdom lessons. See, what people don't know is that there would be no 5% Nation of Islam without the Nation of Islam.
It comes from the Nation of Islam.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Yeah. Now, the Nation of Islam would be the Freemasons to the 5%ers. You follow? And what I mean by that is saying that when you join the Nation of Islam, meaning that you actually send you a letter to Chicago, which is called your Savior's Day letter.
Okay.
You're going to write a letter in your perfect handwriting, just like Elijah Muhammad supposed to have wrote for Master Farad Muhammad. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you still going to address your letter to Master Farad Muhammad, even though you're mailing it to Chicago, and Farrakhan will open up a letter that's directed to somebody else, which is he breaking the law every time Farrakhan open up a letter that you send up there for Master Farad Muhammad. You follow what I'm saying? But we're going to keep on moving. Now, once you read that Savior's Day letter, you feel what I'm saying? You receive what's known as a X or a Muhammad. X is to replace your last name, which they give you time to go and find and search. So say if you join Temple 24 here in Richmond and your name Edward. If you would have been the fifth Edward in that temple, then your name would be Edward 5X. You understand what I'm saying? Because you're the fifth Edward. So you would get Edward 5X, different from Edward X. Edward X would be the original, the first one. Follow.
Okay.
Now, so when you receive your holy name, you receive either the X or the Muhammad. Now, the funny thing is this. Farrakhan is the only one that was named Farrakhan. And I guess his teacher, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, looked at him a long time ago and said, bro, what you going to do? Are you going to be fair or a con? And today he's still a Farrakhan. You understand what I'm saying? But we're going to keep that movement too. Now, don't y'all get it twisted out. Hold on. And I don't want them to get it twisted either, right? Just because y'all hear that, what I want y'all to know is that we talking stages in my life. Okay. And this is growth and development. I'm universal. I'm my own person. I'm an architect. I'm the architect. You follow? But and these are stages and growths that I took that got me to where I'm at right now. So okay. when it comes to being a 5%er, I was always a 5%er being a Muslim. Because the Muslims taught that the black man is God. Now you got...
So at what age did you progress to just the...
To doing the knowledge and the degrees. All right. I always had all the degrees. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Even your English, they call your English C2 lessons. These are lessons that's like removed from the Nation of Islam name. Okay. And these lessons really are the foundations to the Masonic origins of the Nation of Islam. Elijah Muhammad himself was a Master Mason, Prince Hall Mason. You follow what I'm saying?
A lot of preachers are Masons.
And they still are. These same preachers that go to their temple. But listen, these same preachers that go to the lodge and tell you one night that Jesus ain't what he is in the Bible are the same preachers that stand before the congregation and tell y'all that he is what he is in the Bible. But y'all got to remember, the scripture that you read and the scripture that your pastor, who is a Mason, presents to you, he go see his most worshipful master, or he is the most worshipful master in his lodge that sits in the West. Then he come and teach you something different in your church on Sunday. But remember that that same book that he's teaching you out tells him the same thing that it tells you. You can't serve two masters.
Okay. I just wanted to breathe on that. Okay.
I remember it like it was yesterday, man. Okay. You know, my brother Sados. Mm-hmm. All right, he was in the belly of the beast at this time.
Okay.
And mathematics is everything. Everything is mathematics, and I don't know how he knew it, but he calculated where he would send me a letter on my 17th birthday, and that letter that he sent me. It arrived on my 17th birthday.
Okay.
So, it's my birthday. I go to the mailbox and, hey, I got a letter sent from my brother. I'm 17. Mm-hmm. And when I open it, Joan, up, the first thing that it say is, peace, God.
Peace, God. Yeah, I figured, okay.
Now, right there, I was already stuck.
Okay.
I was already stuck.
That's coming from Big Bro.
Now, you got to remember, still yet at the same time, I'm taught in these lessons that the black man is God, that the black man is Allah, the original arm, leg, arm, head. They just got the black man stand strong until we did. But still yet, the knowledge ain't clicking, it ain't manifesting. I'm like a Christian right now. I'm like a Christian that read his Bible, but ain't just reading it. Yeah, exactly. I'm the same the Christian that reads in the Bible, and I believe it's in Genesis chapter 3 at verse 22, where God say, now this is after the serpent that told Adam, God lie. But God know the day that you eat of this fruit, your eyes will be open and you will be like the gods. Okay? Now you come back in Genesis chapter 3 at verse 22, if I'm not wrong. I'm pretty sure I'm right. And God say, behold, the man has become one of us.
One of us. We the gods.
But as just like a Christian, not doing the knowledge to what I'm reading, I was just reading the lessons and not doing the knowledge. But now when I got this letter and I'm being addressed as God.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, before I can read anything else, I was still stuck on that peace, God.
Okay.
You know, the next line is, today is your born day and today is the day that you have turned 17. And 17 in mathematics stands for the knowledge of God. One is knowledge and seven is God. And it's my duty today as a civilized person to give you the knowledge of who you are. I'm giving you your birthright today. So the same way you dealing with Jacob and Esau, one brother stealing another brother birthright. My brother was giving me my birthright and letting me know who I was. And that's the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, the father of civilization and God of the universe. If you don't believe me, just check your Bible. In your Bible, it says, God made man in his image. In the image of God, did he make them.
Slow him down. We're going to get to him.
I'm just trying to let him know, you know.
You're fully automatic.
I'm fully automatic with
him. Slow it down. We got time, baby.
Y'all know sometimes. I'm like the Undertaker, and this Paul Burrow. He got to pull the urn out and tell me, hold on, don't tombstone him yet. Don't tombstone. Slow it down. You know, because my matches be quick. I knock your ass out just like that. I'm going back in the back.
But see, I don't want to have no excuse to say they missed nothing.
Yeah, they didn't miss
it. So
we're
going to slow it down so they can...
Right.
They can breathe a little bit.
Right.
Take
right.
it in and they case. Because after this, they can't say they got no excuse.
Right, so,
after
but look...
After this conversation for real, but...
Right. Ahead. So I always had the knowledge. And like, mm-hmm. even when we would talk, you know, like, if you and your brother, y'all ask me questions, you know, then that's when we were engaged in those conversations. Yeah. But I
and
never
like I told
forced
around
nothing
that
on
time, we started, especially me, started fucking Wu-Tang, and they were
talking about some of the same
stuff.
Exactly.
So we would come right to you because
right to me.
That was real life.
And I'm
life.
Breaking it down.
That was your real life.
Yeah,
you know
and
saying?
I'm telling you, I'm like, oh man, they just speaking the mathematics, you know, when they talking
we
about
that
their, yeah, when they first. Talking about their Allah self-saving,
yeah,
they just
yeah,
talking
yeah,
about
yeah,
their
yeah.
ass, you know, blah, 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 and you know, the C-cypher
yeah,
punks, they
yeah,
just
yeah,
breaking
yeah.
down the police, they using the mathematics, you know, and then it's like it was foreign. But once you get the script,
mm-hmm.
the key to the puzzle,
it all makes
plain,
sense.
And you
that's
can read the writing
people,
on the wall. Yeah,
that's why I listen to Wu-Tang because
right.
I know what they're saying now.
Right.
Yeah, the drug
right.
stuff they talk about, but when they speaking about that, the mathematics
right.
and all of that, you might think they. Man, I don't know what they're saying. I know what they're saying.
Right.
You know.
Now this is the crazy thing. Now, like, this was at the point in your life when y'all was ready
mm-hmm.
to receive it. Was doing Wu-Tang.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back now, all my life, I was listening to Big Daddy Kane, 5%er, Rakim, 5%er, you know what I'm saying? All the brothers back then, yeah. And you know, Nas, all of them dropping that knowledge, you know what I'm saying? But for real though, that's why a long time ago, a lot of people really couldn't get what the New York rappers was talking about though. Because they was just
they
on
was
something totally different.
There.
They was putting the knowledge
putting
in there.
Knowledge
and that's what music missing there. Now music is taking that brick and I'm whipping it up and I'm hitting that bitch and then that, you know, that bip it, bip it, that's what it is. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's no
it
more to
good.
The story. It feel good. But it's no more to the story. Like, you dancing
but
and don't even know why you dancing.
I heard in rhymes, like I said before, even when the Ebola, people just heard about that a few years ago.
Right.
I say RZA rapped about that in 94.
Right.
Before it ever
came out,
manifested physically.
Right.
94, he rapped about it, and people just heard about it.
They just
heard
about it.
Years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I listened to them, because they were speaking about stuff so futuristic and so now, but we just didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that they wanted to have from us, they was already speaking about.
And that's just
so
like,
go ahead, keep going.
You know, bro, look, when we go down to Emporia, bro, where we mm-hmm. from, Emporia, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
ain't no damn way a motherfucker can say Muslim and 5% without thinking about me and my two brothers, Carlos and Sados, because we was the only motherfuckers in Emporia.
The first and only,
You know? I ain't never heard of another person calling themselves a 5% until that girl moved down there. You remember that girl, Tasha Neek?
I do.
You remember her?
I do.
Right?
I didn't even know she was calling herself that.
And she was, and y'all was the motherfuckers that told me. Remember she used to catch y'all bus?
Because I get inside, you
yeah.
know, I remember.
And because y'all, because y'all only heard me. And I remember y'all came to me one day, was like, yo, cuz, this girl calling herself a 5%er. I'm like, who
well,
is
you
she?
You remember everything, cuz.
Yeah, man, yeah, yo. Now, when it talks about another Islamic family coming to Emporia, I always got to say this too. You know Shamia Carter, the Carters?
Yeah.
They was Muslim.
They was, on, okay.
they was Muslim. You feel what I'm saying? Now, this me as a kid being out there by my damn self, I'm going to school wearing the kufi, I'm going to lunch, I'm fasting and shit, I ain't eating lunch. Motherfucker laugh, oh, this nigga don't eat pork, this nigga ain't eating lunch, blah, blah, blah. But y'all motherfuckers see me now, right? Right? Y'all motherfuckers see me now, right? Right? Y'all see what not eating that motherfucking pig that did to me, right? At 42 going on 43 years old, nigga. Shit, hey. All praise is due to Allah. And when I say Allah, I'm talking about man. And the man that I'm talking about is the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, which gave us two books called How to Eat to Live. You got to learn how to eat to live. Don't live to eat.
And see, here's the thing. Even though you're not Muslim now, you still take principles. See, when you get to a certain level, you're able to take the good stuff from
everything. Yeah, you take truth wherever truth is at. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, because if you really understand it, even when you graduate the 12th grade, you still took something with you the 12th grade that you'd have learned in kindergarten.
You had to.
You had to.
You got to know 1 + 1 and know all that one time.
You got to know all that. And then, you know, and I'm going to tell you something that people always say too. This motherfucker think he know everything. Oh, no, I don't. I don't think I know everything. But I tell you like this, though. I wouldn't know what I know now if I thought I knew everything.
Say that again.
I would not know what I know now if I actually thought I knew everything.
So that meant you weren't afraid to be a student.
I wasn't afraid.
More a student.
Hey, look,
you're a teacher.
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher, but
I'm a student because I'm a student. I had to learn.
You're always learning.
Yeah,
pulling it in.
Yeah, processing. And one thing that my teacher, who was my brother, and still is my brother, even though he tell me I'm the teacher now, but he's always my teacher. And this is my brother Sado.
Look at that. What your mama showed us.
He's
still teaching something.
He's still teaching. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Still
teaching. Yeah. You know. And one thing that he used to always tell me is that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And yeah, you'd heard me say that 100 times. And that just means just like times where, you know, it might be months. We growing up, months we might not have had one conversation on religion. Yeah. But when you ready to know something,
I know where to come to.
You know where to come to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And at that point in time, I'm the teacher. Mm-hmm. I'm the teacher.
Okay.
You feel me?
Okay.
Now, just like with you, when we went in that band room, nigga, you was my teacher. And you still my teacher. I tell the motherfucker, nigga, you think I play drum? Nah, this the nigga, I'm the marcher. I'm the drum major. I had to learn that drum shit to be up front the march, all right? You see, and nigga, I still wear the stripe down the pants, okay? But this motherfucker right here is the reason I got to wear the stripe down them pants, because he taught me, all right? I just want y'all to know that, man. Set the record straight.
But I
want to
ask you this, because, all right.
What's up?
All right, speaking of them smaller places like that, right? Mm-hmm. When I left, I left.
Right.
Right. Last night, you got an opportunity to go out with me.
Yo.
See what it's like. See the juice being loose. Now, you see a whole lot of them out there on the book, Purple Train. Pretending and acting like they living their life.
I gotta say, man, look, I've been, you know, and I'm gonna tell the story.
Go ahead. Do your thing,
you
man.
You know, I'm in Richmond right now. We on the south side.
Right.
Been up here a couple of days.
Right.
You know, and my plan was to come truck in the shop.
Right.
Do my orders, whatever. But I knew I was gonna link up with my cousin. So we end up hanging out some earlier yesterday. He dropped me back off. I messed around and took a nap. And I was like, yo, I got to get up. I can't go out with cousin. I got to finish these orders.
Put these orders in.
So I got up, started moving around. I walked to the store because I had to get something.
Maybe
black. I had to get something. Came back.
Right.
Worked on the order some more. He said, I'm coming up. He pulled on up.
Right.
He was telling me about what the vibe would be. He was like, cuz, I'm promising. Look, if you come out with me, I'm telling you, the next day you will be like, cuz, I'm glad I went out with you. So he said, this was about 8. I forgot what time it was. But he said, I'm going to leave.
Yeah.
Go holler Gio.
Right.
Coming back.
Yeah.
As he was leaving, something hit me. I was like, cuz, I'm coming with you.
I'm coming with you. I said, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah. With Uggs on.
Right.
Throwing my other shoes.
Right.
We rolled out. Left my blacks and everything. Whatever I had, I left it here. Rushed out. Went to the homeboy house. Chilled over there for a minute. Did what we did. Left. Went to the club. Now, at 42... I only have memories from the club back in the day, so I'm like, man, I ain't really feeling the club, man.
Thing, yeah.
We slide up in there. First of all, security, everybody know him. Went in there. Soon as we get in there, they announce him in the club.
Preem team in the building.
I was like, oh, shit. I'm like, they really know this motherfucker up in here. He hit the dance floor, did his Preem move. I can't. Hitting his moves and shit. I said, they got the spotlight on this nigga. I said, what the fuck? My cousin, they know this nigga. So then we slid to the back room. You know, he spoke to people, whatever, went through. I said, cuz, we're walking through this bitch like I'm with a celebrity, nigga.
But I said, you is.
You is, nigga. He meant that shit, too. We slide to the back. Chill, just chill vibes. Smoke your weed.
Right.
Got the little hookah.
Right.
Sip your drink.
Right.
In the bottle, the hookah lady. Oh my. If you ever see, you probably won't never see this. I don't know your name, but I'm glad you was born.
At Club 6335, Richmond, Virginia, Jack Rose, 6335.
Somebody passed it to us. Say, look, it's a guy talking about you. He don't
but
know
look, hold on. Let me ask you a question.
What's up?
Before we got there,
uh-huh.
Everything I told you that she was going to be before you got there, was she that or what?
Bro, when she walked in, I just stopped. Of course, Gio, he was looking. We were just sitting there like.
And Gio told you the same thing?
Yeah, he hadn't seen her before. He was stuck. We were just there like. And at 42, you done seen some women and stuff. But when she walked in, I was stuck like. Everything you said, I was like, there go that ass. There go that hair. There go them teeth.
Right.
There go all that shit.
But the funny part, remember before we left, I was like, yo, she like buffing the body or something. I was like, and she got a low cut. And you was like, is it blonde? And I'm like, you the seen it?
I was putting it together in my mind, dog.
And I was like, yo, she got the gold teeth in the mouth. Man. Bruh.
And the vibe was just chill. There was a lot of bad joints up in there.
Ratio to men and women.
Man, it was a lot to one. I don't know the ratio, but it was 2, 3, 4 women to one up in there.
Right.
And it was more baddies than uglies.
And let me tell you one thing about the women, right? They ain't scared to approach you, right?
Oh, they was looking. I was just chilling. Right. I sat back, put my feet up on the chair, and just like...
Right. Hey, look.
Sitting right beside two chicks just chilling.
Remember when cuz was like, yo, this joint over here, she want me. She be checking me out. And she walked right over there.
She was like,
I can't help that me and you here every week and you been seeing me for the past 3 weeks and ain't said nothing yet. You're like, okay. Okay.
He was like... He won't even feel like whatever.
Man, it'd be like that, man, you know. But I'm just saying, right, you know,
I
just be wanting people to know, yo, it be like that. Like, people like, I feel like I be seeing people posting a lot on the book, man. And people be like, hey, Preem, you don't be posting a lot on the book. Because I'm living that shit for real, man.
Yeah, you should, yeah.
For real, man.
You should show that.
If I really, really was posting this, somebody. Man, I'm living it for real, man. Y'all have no idea, bro. Y'all have no idea, yo. You know, and the thing about it.
I feel like a goddamn VIP for real up in that bitch, man.
If they really overstood. I'm not going to say that they don't overstand. This is the people that we from, right? I used to always say to myself, how in the hell they not behind me more? And you understand what I'm saying? But I just realized people front, man, you know? And what made me realize that is that the same people that I ain't even gonna say try, because I don't even worry about it no more. But I used to ponder on why they not behind me the way they should be. And I'm like, well, hold on. The same people that I'm worried about not being behind me, they just front, because these are the same people that said I would be doing what I'm doing. And what I mean by that is that I went through the yearbook one day. And in the yearbook, you can't vote for yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at everybody that voted for me as most likely to succeed.
Wow.
Most popular. Best dressed. Even class clown. You understand what I'm saying?
But see, they saw it for you, they didn't see it for themselves.
That's it. You follow what I'm saying? But for these same people that voted to say that this would be one of the dudes that we expect their life to go out here and succeed at doing something, are the same motherfuckers now that's front on the fact that I'm out here doing what they said I would do.
Like I said, what they saw it, but man, we live in a strange age of people, weird anyway.
Weird. You know? Like the thing with this. I put that under this right here. The same thing with how a woman would say that she's gay because she don't want a man, but she go to find the ugliest bitch that look like a man to be with.
Some of them come back.
Some come back. But to me, it's like the same thing. Like that just don't make no sense to me. You don't want to be with a man.
You get an uglier chick than a dude.
But you get an uglier chick than a dude, and you get an ugly chick that's pretending to be what you said you don't even like. Get the fuck out of here, man.
And statistically, from what I recently read, those relationships actually have more situations of domestic violence than the man-woman situation.
All right.
So if you look at the numbers, maybe they've changed some. All right. But I know I've seen that before.
Right.
And a lot of y'all seen it before, too. You just don't want to admit it.
Yeah, they don't want to admit. That's just like when they gave us Obama. Mm-hmm. You follow what I'm saying? In the scripture says that for a man to lie with another man the way that he lied with a woman is an abomination.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But the world is so fucked up now, it's like they make it set up where you can't even speak against what's supposed to be wrong, even in a spiritual sense. We live in a country that says, in God we trust.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Everything is built up on an in God we trust principle. But how can the same nation that trusts God can go back and change the law of God, then make it wrong for you to speak out against it, even though you're supposed to have religious freedom? Your religious freedom says that any person, male or female, that live this type of life is an abomination.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the world would tell you, oh, well, you can't judge a person. Okay. But they don't understand that if this is what you believe, then you're not judging, because the judgment was already given by God when God says it's an abomination. Right. That's already the judgment. You just agreeing with it. Like, this is what my God say, right, and I agree with it. So it's an abomination.
Did the gay laws and stuff that you're talking about?
And Obama did the gay laws.
Okay.
And the nation was behind Obama.
Yeah, they put up the pink, the gay lights on the White House, right, and everything.
Right? And the nation was behind Obama,
okay,
right?
Okay.
So, and it's an Obama nation.
But listen to me. So why is it that every other group gets boosted up, but the black people, melanated people, particularly the black man, and I want to speak about something too, but we're going to get into that. Why are we at the bottom? Like, the gays get recognized, the natives get, everything get recognized. Get into that. Even though everything comes from us, the
right,
knowledge, the speed, the all right, of that comes from us.
Right.
Why are we placed at the back? Or right, do we place ourselves at the back?
Really, the blame has a lot to do with us. And it has a lot to do with us. And that comes from us fighting for what we call social equality, which only gave us civil rights. But when we was fighting
in their system,
that's it though.
Yeah.
When back then we was just fighting to be like them, but didn't understand that we was greater than that.
Because a lot of us realize now that during segregation we had more.
We had more
businesses.
Yeah.
Outside of town was outside of town.
Yeah.
Doctors, right, grocery stores, everything.
Right.
We
spent with our own.
We spent.
Right. Right.
And nowadays that's what every other group does, but us. They do it with themselves, but we go spend our money with them. We don't spend it with each other. Black-owned business is almost like a sad joke to some people.
Right.
But keep going. Keep
right,
going.
Right. I mean, that's for real, though. Because that's just like, you can be, all right, for instance, I could be standing out on the corner stranded, mm-hmm, and 1,000 of my own people ride by me. Now, it could be white dudes standing out there. Man, just like that, man. One of his people going to pull up and they're going to ask, hey, buddy, you okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need anything?
Mm-hmm.
It's a difference. We don't come together like
it's
that, bro.
It's a community. We don't have that. In small groups, but as a bigger group, we don't have. We're the neighborhoods, little areas.
Right.
But as a whole,
right,
we're not a community anymore.
Not at all, bro.
You know.
And all this, that goes back to slavery, too. Because you got to understand something. For their entertainment, they'll say, hey, go get them two big niggas and bring them up here to fight to death.
Good gracious.
Now you fight your brother to the death. This might be the same motherfucker you've been picking cotton with all goddamn day long. Y'all homeboys.
Shit.
Now either I'm gonna kill you, you gonna kill me, or this cracker gonna kill both of us.
Okay, so from that mentality is still in us.
It's still in us, and it keeps us where we at now.
Because a lot of time, yeah, there are things in place, laws and stuff that get changed around
right,
to push us back.
Right.
But we play a part in it too, right, but not wanting to accept the truth.
And not knowing who we are. Now let me break down this
that's
to
what
you.
I'm talking about.
Like how people they upset over the Asian bill. They say, how can Asians get, but this is the crazy thing. We so lost with who we are that if we overstood who we really were, then we would know that the Asian bill is for us too. Because we are the original Asians. We are the Asiatic black man.
Okay. But I feel you. But when they control the narrative, we not.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah,
you're not.
Because they control the narrative.
Because that Asiatic black man becomes Farrakhan, Elijah Muhammad, their thing. Because they have broke it down, like you say, in these little small groups. And it's not a whole. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Even if you don't believe all their teachings, the thing about it is that what they breaking down saying that the original man being us is here first, and we came from the east. We are that man from the east.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you go back and you look up all cultures, bruh, you gonna find us first. Right. You find black Japanese, bruh.
Yeah.
Black Chinese.
Yeah, summarizing all that.
All that is us.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean when I say if we really knew who we were, then instead of being mad about the Asian bill, we would embrace it because you knew who you were and know that it's for you and you can make it work for you. And you still can make it work for you.
How though? Because
that's what I mean by that. You make it work for you by identifying and accepting who you are. You follow what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is, I get what you're saying internally, but on paper, to them, you're still black, so you won't be able to use that.
Regardless of what, you're going to still be black. But see, that's why you declare what's known as your nationality. And you say, okay, this is my nationality. That's just like right now, what's the word that they use? Neutrinoids. You heard of that?
What is it supposed to be?
Man.
What is it supposed to be?
Let me break this down to you now. A neutrinoid is a person that don't identify with a particular race. Now, prime example. You know how you, like, you've seen a person before, and you like, but like, what are they like? Mm-hmm. And they like, they could pass for so many different races. Mm-hmm. This is what's called neutrinoids, and you got people out here, bro, that's actually claiming this. You understand what I'm saying? And being, let me tell you something. We live in a day and time now, bro, where you can be born with a dick and be recognized as having a pussy, bro.
Yeah, I said, I'm going to start calling myself a car since you can just call yourself whatever. I identify as a Bentley.
You know what I'm saying?
So from now on, I'll call me Bentley. So.
Yeah, you know, that's just like saying I'm trans-vaccinated. I ain't got the vaccine, no, yeah, but I'm thinking about transitioning into it.
In my heart, I'm vaccinated.
Yeah, so right now, I'm vaccinated. Yeah. I'm transitioning. In my mind, I believe I'm vaccinated.
In my mind.
You know? And that's just like one of my girls, man. Like, look, my daughter mom, like, she'll be like we might see her. Like I know we supposed to identify. Look, motherfuckers be mad with calling me Supreme.
Yeah,
but this is what I'm saying. Yeah, but you'll look at a whole dude that's identifying himself with being a woman, and I'll call this motherfucker her, she.
You'll call Ted Tasha, but won't call him Supreme. Call, you know, come on. Actually, anything that's uplifted, any type of name that gives us any type of reverence, we laugh at it. But we'll say nigga, thug, bitch, hoe. But if you say King, God, Supreme, something like that, you laugh. Oh, you on that Muslim shit.
Right.
No, that's who we are.
Not just
nigga.
That. They call Jay-Z more than they say Sean Carter. They don't call Snoop Dogg Calvin Brodus.
Most motherfuckers probably don't know his name is Calvin Brodus. They think his name is Snoop Dogg. They think it's on his birth certificate, nigga. Like, for real. Like, what are we doing? Eminem, they don't know his Marshall. That's Eminem.
Yeah, they think his name two letters, Eminem. They think he signed checks like that, Eminem, motherfucker.
Hey, come on, y'all.
Man, y'all, I'm just saying. And that's how it is, though, for real. You know what I'm saying? You can identify. And I be telling my old, she be like, yeah, you know that girl or that woman. In my mind, I'm picturing, like, what fucking woman we was talking to? Like, I'm going through everybody. And then it'll hit me. I be like, you talking about the dude that was dressed like a woman?
Yeah, if you're around me, you better let me know that's what you're talking about.
Man, don't, I swear.
Don't you just be accepting that.
Because I'm thinking woman.
Yeah, because
I'm thinking real woman. I'm burning my brain up, my gears going, thinking about a damn woman. And she talking about some goddamn it gump that was dressed up
in
a fucking Halloween suit.
Goddamn.
Man.
What was we talking about?
Man, shit, yo. I was just saying, yo. You know, hey, cuz, but you already told him this shit unscripted, man. It's on the flag out there. All right, you know, we just talk. And we, hey, look, but this the crazy shit. They don't even understand that we don't even, it ain't even funny camera. We talk like this anyway.
We ain't, man.
This a regular conversation every day, man. Like,
this is clean.
Man, y'all motherfucker had no idea.
This actually is the edited version right here.
Yeah, like, for real.
Without even trying, we ain't getting y'all
shit. For real. But, hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you some shit, though. I'm going to tell you some shit I got to speak on this, right? I got to speak on this, man.
We rapping, man.
I see a lot of people be like, oh, Ed want to be somebody else that he ain't now. You know, oh, Ed want to smoke reefer on camera. You know, Ed. Man, let me tell y'all something, man. This the motherfucker that got me half for the first time, nigga. The preacher son, nigga. Right here. Right here. Send on the goddamn runway, nigga. The old runway. We at the old off 58, nigga. This bitch, nigga. I'm a good boy. I'm in school, nigga. I'm on my way to lunch. This bitch gonna come to me with a handful of weed. Talking about I done got some goddamn weed. I ain't even gonna say that nigga name, but we know who making them clothes.
Yeah,
nigga that making them. Right. And you were like, yo, this nigga. That, I'm like, goddamn.
Shout out to my boy.
And then you were like, you want to smoke it? You know me. We goddamn right. Fuck it. I ain't never smoked it. We going to smoke it. Look, we ain't have no cigar now. I said, you know what? My brother got one. I done went and stole my brother Kylo's cigar. Goddamn it. trying to roll that bitch for the first time to fuck that up. We broke that bitch in half for smoking it too. But I remember we went to the runway, nigga. On the airport, nigga.
Oh, shit.
High ass a bitch, nigga. Walk all the way back to your goddamn house. Now we scared to go in the goddamn house, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yo.
But they don't.
Hey, listen, bro. Look, I remember I started playing the quads in the marching band because you miss a practice one morning. So I said, I'm going to play them. Whitley or nobody ain't know I can play the motherfucker. But that little moment that you weren't there and I played is what led me to playing them bitches with you. And Whitley when they got you them set of quints.
Yep, that was the first one.
But motherfuckers don't know that this back in school, bitch, you weren't there because you had to go to quint that goddamn morning. Ed is a, y'all don't know, man. Y'all don't understand that this man whole life, the motherfucker y'all thought that he was on the outside ain't who the fuck Ed really was. Ed is this dude right now that y'all think doing some different shit, man. No, man.
That's why I be like, y'all.
Y'all lost in the sauce, bro. I'm trying to tell y'all some real shit right now, man. Ed, listen, man. This man come from a small town where his dad is the preacher. Everybody know his dad. They're working in the front of the store. His mama the first lady in the church, man. He had to uphold his family's reputation, his family name. He won't gonna be out there in the streets of that little small-ass town acting a goddamn fool, disrespecting his mom and daddy, pissing on his mom and daddy's name that they'd have built for themselves before he even came about. But on the other side of Ed being the Ed that y'all didn't know, let me tell you something, man. This the real Ed Crawley, man. I know my cousin, bro. This the real Ed Crawley. Ain't no pretend, fake, just changing all of a sudden, you know, because he out of had a bad point in life and ass fuck everything. Ed always been like that, nigga. Ed was always, when I went to his house, staying with him and his brother, right? I'm the one that was always in the living room talking to his dad about the Bible and shit.
Yeah, you was, man.
Constantly, as a little kid.
Yeah, you was.
I couldn't wait to see the pastor.
You were.
We in this bitch talking. But his daddy didn't read the Quran. I read the Quran and the Bible because Muslim.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I'm listening to his daddy talk to me as a Christian, I used to be saying to myself, damn, Pastor Crawl is a Muslim and don't even know it. Because he's saying the same thing to me that's in my Holy Quran. But he didn't know that because he didn't read the Quran.
Right.
But I'm saying, damn, Pastor Crawl is a Muslim. But at the same time, y'all trying to get me, man, fuck that shit. Come on, man. Let's go chill, man. You know what I'm saying? And they don't know. Ed, you know, Ed, you used to be at odds so much with your father, man. People look at you and see you look like your daddy, and they wanted you to be your father, man, and they didn't understand that you your own person, bro. You know, you your own person. You look like the dude, but you your own person.
I can't help that.
You can't help that, man.
I can't help they put
man, you look just, man, can't help that.
Look
just like you got his name, but man, you a different dude, man. For real, man. For real, yeah.
For real, I'm the same dude. He just became a pastor.
Yeah.
That's what it really is.
Yeah, you just, yeah, you the version of him that then become the pastor.
Yeah, that's all.
If people really know,
just you from the stories I've heard of who he was,
you the version of him before him. He became the pastor.
I'm just not the pastor. I'm the version of him that then become a pastor.
Bam,
you know, bam. A lot of people can't accept that.
That's like some alternate reality type shit.
A lot
right
of people
there.
Can't accept it, and that's cool. You don't have to accept it now. You know, we here. You can't change what did happen or what's gonna happen.
It is what it is.
You know.
It is what it is. Ain't nobody sitting up in the sky snapping their fingers making shit happen.
No. We the gods. We make it happen. All that being said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, girl. Wherever you want to take it to, man. You want me to light this shit up, man?
Yeah, light that little shit up. In relationships, how do you go about, with the mindset you got, how do you approach women, relationships or whatever, you know, because I know from a religious standpoint how you are supposed to, whether it's Islam or Christianity,
right?
You have certain things you're supposed to look for, certain guidelines you're supposed to try to live by and claim, which you really don't,
right?
But you're supposed to try to do that,
right?
But being that you have a free mindset that doesn't hold you to those guidelines, what does that look like for you?
Man, like, and 100%, in all fashion of me being my father, just like you, your father.
Uncle Pete.
Man, I'm a rolling motherfucking stone. I don't gather no moisture, man. I'm trying to tell
you.
You understand what I'm saying, man? I got two kids right now that were just born at the same time, 3 months apart. You understand what I'm saying? Yo, I'm just telling y'all what the fuck it is, you know.
And I met all but Superior
and some money. You ain't meet them two. Yeah, okay, the first okay. two. Yeah,
he took me around and see all his kids and stuff.
Yep. But and the thing about it is like, one thing about most men is this, and women, is this. If you had a good mother or a good father in life, the qualities of a woman or a man that you're looking for is all reflected from them. You know, think about it. When a man meet a motherfucking woman, right? I know me personally. I don't eat everybody cooking. Shit. I lived with my first son, mama, for
cooking
over goddamn, yeah, for a year before I even ate her goddamn cooking.
Goddamn.
I'm telling you some real shit. We lived in the same house together. Right now, I'm the cook in my house. You understand what I'm saying? Because I was raised by a woman. I was taught how to do this shit. Clean, cook, sew, any damn thing else. You know?
One time, I think you cooked some hamburger and some water or something.
In water. This nigga fried hamburgers in water. Come on, man. Shit. See?
It was good.
Yeah, man. You got hydrogen in that shit, man. That shit is a combustible element. Y'all motherfuckers don't know. See, here y'all go. Look. But I'm telling you, but look. Now, think about it. If you consider your mother to be a good woman, and the reason I say that is because there's a lot of trifling women out there that's trifling mothers. And it's no good fathers as
treacherous
well.
Treacherous out here.
But if you had a good father in your life or a good mother, then the person that you choose to be with in life is going to be a reflection of them. Because the male first love for any woman in his life is his mother.
It's his mama, yeah.
And the female first love for any male is her father. So if she got a good father, then she going to base the guy that she fall in love with off the principle of her father. Now, if her father won't hit no shit, then she going to pick a guy that has none of those qualities that her father had. Because she's seeing all, she's looking for the opposite, you know.
Sure.
But like a man, like I get with a woman, my thing is that, bitch, you don't do it like my mama. My mama got to show you. You don't cook like my mama.
Number one woman I've dealt with.
Right.
Know, my first kid's mom. Other than that.
Right.
Yeah, I've been failing, man.
Right. You see, and that's my whole thing.
For real.
Look, for real. Every woman that I've dealt with that went to my mama, she got to go to my mama.
Well, now they go to my sister. They got my sister got to approve.
Yeah, yeah. And they go to my mama because my mama got to teach you how to do shit just like she did. Because when I eat these eggs, I need them like my mama cooked.
Okay.
You understand what the fuck I'm saying? But when you clean this house, I need it like my mama did it.
But check it out. Nowadays, with the mentality of the women that's being pushed to them, because money is their God, they'll think you saying something like that is misogynistic or whatever.
Nah.
Not realizing, okay, if it ain't for you, it ain't for you.
Mm-mm.
But some women still respect
right.
that order. Some women want to cook for their man.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't a force for every woman.
Right.
Some women like to cook.
And then for y'all religious women, my next thing is that I also, because, you know, religion, you know, is always ingrained into what I do. So when we go into the book of Proverbs, amen, God,
31.
Yeah, God got, you know, a whole couple of chapters in there that he did lay it out, warning us against the woman. To tell us about that woman, that wicked woman. That would know that her husband is about to go out of town and that he's packed a bag to let her know or indicate that he'll be gone for a few days. And how she would sit in the windowsill of her house and put on her whorish attire. And how she would dress herself to attract the men that passes by. And how she would fragrant the house with spices and smells to entice the one traveling by to let him know that the good man is gone and he's packed a enough supplement to take with him to be gone for a while and not expected to be back home. The scripture also tell you how a good woman is to be glorified, but how that woman that ain't hitting on shit, how she make her husband just bitter to the bones. You understand what I'm saying? She don't know her place in motherfucking life. You understand what I'm saying? They want to be out. You got women right now, they got men tiptoeing around the goddamn house because they gonna wear the pants, they're gonna wear the skirt, they're gonna wear the shoes, you know, and it's in a position now where we are in a position now where it's been set up for us to be put in a position where now it's not the man that's the breadwinner, but it's the woman, you know, because the road had been set up for the man to fail at such a point where, it was set up where he can't even go out there and be productive in life.
They split us up and some of y'all choose to decide are the ones that split us up. And now, instead of teaming up with us to make sure we come back together.
Right. Right.
You chose the side of the ones that split us up.
Right.
And then and think we're wrong.
Right. And then y'all get all this public housing of the sisters and all this shit, and they put y'all down there in the closed-in community projects or whatever you want to call them. And then all y'all women, y'all want to be encouraged by songs like, all my women independent, throw your hand. All this, you are independent woman, blah, 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 blah. You don't need a man. You don't believe that you need that real male structure in your household. You need men to help you raise men. Y'all women got a whole house full of little boys running around. Now the outcome of that few years later is that someone walking with a broke wrist, and the ones who wrist didn't get broke, they so goddamn bad now that they terrifying the whole goddamn neighborhood. You got little Shawanda's son, little Nay that grew up. He ain't had no male father, no male figure in the household. Couldn't nobody tell him shit because ain't nobody feel like he needed no man in his house because his mama was one of them independent women. Now little Nay running around, running the whole goddamn neighborhood and got you scared to come home.
But check it out. But then, what's his name? Lil Nail?
Lil Nate, just saying Lil Nate, yeah.
He argues like his mama.
But
check it out.
And think like his mama.
So when guys grow up and y'all are mad because men ain't being men, think about who raised them. We're not talking about the fact that the father's not there. That's a part of it.
Right.
But who raised them?
Who raised
them? They're learning from who raised them. So the way they argue, the way they manage their thoughts, make decisions and stuff, it came from you.
Yeah.
You know
came from you. And look, and I'm
it
tell you
came from a lack of demand too, but it came from what they saw. The way they produce it out into the world, they came from who they saw.
And you know what that led to, cuz?
What's up?
That's what lead to all the murders in the neighborhood. Because now the man don't think like a man.
It's not
logical. He think the way that his mama thought. You know, a man is you. I'm gonna whoop this nigga motherfucking ass, blah, blah, blah. He gonna handle this shit like a man. But when you see women and they dealing in emotions, they want to go destroy shit. They want to ruin shit for you. They want to call your job and tell them to piss you because you're dirty. All this other shit. I'm gonna go take out child support on this motherfucker. Even though you're there every day to see your child, even though you're still doing, because they are vengeful. They vindictive and they don't think. And this is the same thing that this dude do now when he grew up, when he has a beef with a dude in the house, he gonna run right in the street. He run right in the house and grab the junk, come back out, blah, 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 shoot the man without even thinking because he's reacting the same way he just seen his mama had these violent reactions. It's real talk, man.
Yeah.
It's real talk, man.
So we got to recognize the game that's been played on us and stop letting...
Trick knowledge.
Stop letting this fake money, because it's nothing. Money's not backed by anything.
Right.
Stop letting this stuff that money can buy be your God and separate us from each other.
Right.
Recognize what the system has done to us and don't play a part in it.
Right.
Don't beat the black man down. And black man don't beat the black woman down, but don't beat the black man down because of what the system has set up for to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that ain't making no excuse because some of us are still getting to it. So it is some men out here that are in their kids' lives that are hustling and grinding and doing their thing. Now, granted, some of y'all, you might want to be by yourself. Cool. Y'all go on about your business.
Right.
If you feel like you don't want a man, cool.
That's for you.
But the rest of y'all don't take that on as a trend. It's popular to talk like that now. When you know you want a man in your life. You need a man in your life. You need some type of structure for your kids and stuff like that.
Right.
But because you don't want to be outside of what the trend is, you talk like that too.
Right.
You pick that up on yourself and pass that on.
Pass it on.
When that ain't really what you want to do. That ain't a part of your nature. But because that's the thing to do now, you do it.
And you do it.
Be you.
You do. And look, and that's like I had a lot of people ask me. Prime example, like, hey, yo, like, they be like, what happened to your group, Universal Knowledge Seekers? And I be like, look, man, I still be there. And I talk, see, I'm going to tell you one thing about a lot of y'all people on social media, too, that y'all need to stop doing. And I know I know what happens with you.
Uh-huh.
I know that you have a whole lot of people. Hello? Okay, all right. I know, what was I just saying?
Social media, you're talking about. All
right, social media. And I know you experienced this, right? I know you have a whole lot of people that might not come on the actual page where everybody can see what they're saying, but they're itching your messenger. They're in your messenger all the time, talking to you, coming for questions, wanting to know shit.
A lot of Christians hit me up.
Right?
A lot of them.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. And I still experience this a lot.
Not going to put nobody on blast.
On blast. But about shit being trendy, That's why I stopped teaching and doing a lot like I used to do on Facebook because it became a fad for a lot of y'all motherfuckers, man.
Ain't really mean you know, shit.
Y'all motherfuckers walking around deaf, dumb, and blind talking about some damn happy born day. Bitch, you still asleep. And you telling somebody else happy born day. You never been fucking born yet.
That's real. That's real. They just doing it because it's the thing to say.
That's it. And that's what in the lodge we call... parrots. And that's what y'all are. Y'all parrots. And let me break that down to you. A parrot can recite anything that they'd heard somewhere, but they can't apply no meaning to it. A parrot can tell you that 2 + 2 = 4, but a parrot cannot tell you why 2 + 2 = 4.
Don't be a parrot. Ooh. Hey, look, check it out. We're going to get to wrap it up because this, we're going to do this again. We kind of just freestyle this off the top, and we got an hour of good content just off of that.
Well, we'll call this part one.
Yeah, part one. Okay. We might have 1,000 parts of this, you know, because we could just keep going on. Right. We just kind of touched on a couple different topics.
Right.
But we could go into depth on each one of them topics, you know what I'm saying? So, glad you tuned in. Make sure before you go, hit the subscribe button. We got more good conversations coming up. More knowledge, more truth, more things you can ask questions about. Hit us up. Put something in the comments. Yeah. If you got some questions, we're going to be doing it again. Whether it makes sense to you, don't. You agree, disagree. Let's have a conversation.
Because let me say one thing before we go. Something that a lot of y'all don't know. It's actually early in the morning right now. That's how long we potted last night.
Damn, it is. I forgot that, it's morning, that, man. That
when y'all watch this, y'all might thinking, man. Damn, these motherfuckers turn later on. Like, it's late. No, it's early in the goddamn morning, man.
See, my ass still red stuff. We fresh off the last night.
Man, y'all don't need, man, have no clue, man. You know, man. Hey, all right, go ahead.
We had a good time, man. Y'all come back. We're going to do this again. Peace.